Hi friends, this is Dr. Gaurav Gupta and I am your personal child specialist. And today we are going to be talking about what's so special about the month of February. No, it's not the Valentine's, silly.
Welcome to your personal child specialist podcast. Don't you wish that children came with their own instruction manual? We know they don't. But how about getting the next best thing by having your common parenting and children's health questions answered by Dr. Gaurav Gupta, MD from Charak Clinics, India.
I have with me my dear co-host, Poonam. Hi, Poonam.
Hi, Gaurav. Hi, everyone. Come on, Gaurav. Valentine's, it is the dreaded month.
Why is it so dreaded?
Come on. Final exams. Imagine, it's not only the kids, the parents, they also go through these exams. So it's the month of migraines, high blood pressures, high sugars. I'm not talking about the kids, I'm talking about the parents.
And I completely agree. My daughter's in a funk and so is the entire family, I guess.
So right. I don't know. I personally feel this year the exam should have been exempted. I mean, all the kids below 9th, they should not be, made to give the exams. Do you agree with me?
I do, but I would love to have your opinion on why this year, the COVID year, why exams are so special this time.
First of all, we need to put ourselves in place of our kids to understand, right? COVID has affected everybody globally and all age groups. Most affected are the elderly and the kids. Elderly because they are more susceptible to COVID, and kids because they have lost the fun in life totally. You know, we as elders, we still go out for shopping, for some of our work. We do interact with people. The kids are restricted at home. They don't meet their friends, they don't go out for any activity, they don't play, no direct interaction with kids. And you know the worst? They have to sit in front of a screen and study. You know, before this, screen was meant to play games, you know, video games. I'm sure if you ask the kids, now they'll start hating the screens.
That's not a bad thing actually.
but you know, it's a sad situation. You see, this is not the age for them to sit in front of screens for hours at end and listen to their teacher and studying and writing. I mean, if I put myself at that place, I would definitely go to sleep.
And you have forgotten one very important point.
What's that?
Parents hovering behind their head all the time.
Oh my God, you said it. I've actually seen a few parents who are sitting in the class with their kids. I mean, I can't even, you know, think the mindset of the child that time. They must be so scared that mother or a father is sitting on their head and actually looking at them. Are they writing? Are they listening? Are they answering? It's a very tough situation.
Yep. So one thing I always tell parents, you know, and I'm sure you agree, school is not just about studying. It's a lot about interaction with your peers, you know, other kids who have the same age, because that helps you develop your emotional quotient. It's not only about your IQ, you know, it's about how you interact with other kids. You have problem solving, you have plays, you get to do lots of extracurricular stuff, which none of which is really happening in a proper way during the lockdown.
I totally agree. Schools are still trying. They're, you know, still maintaining the curriculum of dance classes, music, yoga, but it's not the same thing. The child is alone in the room and, you know, dancing or singing. I mean, that's pretty sad. I still remember, you know, my daughter, she used to hate going to school with us. She always wanted to go in the bus. Why? Because the bus reached early and she could go and play in the basketball court, not basketball, some other game. So that's the fun part, you know. All their interaction with the kids. She always loved going and coming back on bus. So that's all, you know, that's all been stopped for 1 year for the kids. I see my patients, the kids coming, they are depressed, they are pulled down, they are quieter now. I think the parents need to focus more on the mental health. So studies are definitely important, but that can be put a little bit behind.
Absolutely. And the thing here is that as parents, you know, what we can do is that we don't create extra stress about the results this year. And that is the most important thing this year, because as you pointed out at the start, the results don't matter this year. This is the COVID year. Unless and until you are in 10th or 12th, wherein the board marks count for a long term, I honestly think that we don't have to worry too much. We don't have to put the kid under stress. And I'm happy that many schools have actually reduced the curriculum, reduced the syllabus, just so that the kids can cope with it up in an easier way.
You're absolutely right. And you know, there are two things. One is not to put pressure about the marks on the kids. And the second is, I mean, it's a very sad thing, but apparently parents are encouraging the children to cheat during their exams and tests to score full marks. So what is the message that is being conveyed to the child? It's okay to cheat to reach the end point. So the child will not only cheat during exams, the child can cheat in anything in life, right?
Absolutely. The ends do not justify the means, and this is probably the worst age to try and teach your child this, because this is the age when they're the most impressionable. You know, a good role model at this age will last them for a lifetime. And similarly, being a bad role model at this age is also likely to last for a lifetime.
Absolutely right. I have a few patients who are teachers, and it's like they tell me bluntly, ma'am, the parents, they help the child and they let them cheat and score marks. Don't they know that? We know. And it's tough for the teachers. They also had to learn a new skill to teach the children online, to keep them, you know, engrossed and to, you know, stimulate their interest in the chapters and to impart knowledge to them. And then they have to conduct these tests. And imagine how disheartening it is for them. So much effort, so much, you know, thing they have put in it, and the parents let the child cheat.
I agree completely.
So Gaurav, what do you think should be the attitude during these exams?
The first thing is very simple. Let the child be. We don't have to worry about what is the result this year. To be honest, we don't have to worry about the result any year, because who remembers ki hamare, you know, what marks we got in the first or in the second or in the fifth class? But this year especially more, because the child has actually learned so much more beyond whatever his academics were. He has learned so many new skills, whether it is how to study in an online classroom, whether it is how to attempt answers in Google Forms, whether it is how to live a life in quarantine. And all those things, they will never forget. But one thing they don't have to worry about is their exam scores, because that is something that you don't need to worry unless and until your child is doing boards.
You're absolutely right. You know, things like sacrifice, like adjusting, like compromising, you know, even all children from, you know, 2-3 years till 8th, 9th, 12th years, this is a big lesson. I don't think they'll ever forget COVID pandemic.
Absolutely. So all I'll say is, let's remember the big picture. And the big picture is, we have had 1 year of quarantine, of lockdown, and most of us have come out of it unscathed or relatively well. Let's keep that in mind, and let's not worry about the marks, especially this year. And please, 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 don't let your child cheat. Look, other kids or other parents allowing their kids to cheat is not an excuse for us to allow our kids to cheat. The only people whom we can help out in this situation is ourselves and our children.
Very right. Very right, Gaurav. I think the message in the end should be, the child should have a positive, a victorious look after this COVID pandemic.
Absolutely. So I think with these words, this was a very unusual podcast, because it was primarily about the child's academics and to some extent about how it affects the mental health. So this wasn't a regular podcast which we have, but I would honestly encourage parents to focus on the mental health of the children. And maybe we could do another podcast about the mental health, how to evaluate the child's mental health and how to make sure that they have a healthy, positive outlook. What do you say, Poonam?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I remember you told me there are studies which are showing the kids are going in depression during this pandemics.
We'll take that up some other time. Thanks, everybody. And thanks, Poonam, for being a wonderful co-host as usual.
Thank you, and bye, everyone.
Bye.